My name's Dr. Doe. I went to Georgia State University. It took me 5 years to graduate, but I graduated. I studied biology. In my last year at Georgia State, you could say that's when I started looking for God. I started visiting different churches because, you know, it wasn't because my mom was saying go to church. It was because I wanted something more. I wanted to grow in my relationship with God. I wanted to learn about Jesus. And coincidentally, I came across some young campus students, you know, people my age, who loved God, who knew more than I knew, even though I'd grown up as a Christian in a Christian household. So I started going to what some of you know is called Bible Talk. Started going to those. As a matter of fact, one of those days, my intention was, that same night was to go to the club to get a girl and bring her back to my place to sleep with her. Till we looked at 1 Timothy 4, you know, said, watch your life and doctrine closely. Ever since then, my life had been convicted. And I started changing my life, started making sacrifices, and I decided to follow God. God has definitely taken me on a journey since then. He's led me to my wife, my beautiful wife, Ashley. Moved me to Nashville, completed my 4 years of medical school, and now I'm in Tampa, Florida, well, here now, but training in Tampa, Florida in general practice medicine, and I'm set to graduate next year. So, but this is the time in our service where we go to the cross, and I'll be reading from the book of John, John chapter 11. So while you guys go there, I'll give you a brief synopsis of what was going on earlier, because we're not going to read the whole chapter, but we're going to be reading from verse 38 to 42. So earlier in John, this is about Lazarus, and we find out that Lazarus had some sort of illness, and we're left to assume that, you know, Jesus felt that this wasn't severe enough that he had to go and see Lazarus once he heard he was sick. As a matter of fact, you know, he stayed for two more days. Later on in verse 11, we're told that Lazarus had fallen asleep, which can also only mean that he had died. And so at this time, Jesus said, you know, I am going to go there to wake him up. So I'm going to be reading verse 38 to 42. And it reads, Jesus was more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there's a bad odor, for he's been there for 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. So based on current medicine, it's imperative that the sooner that you can make the appropriate diagnosis and start the appropriate treatment, you can have a better outcome. And these have been studied in certain medical conditions. For example, when someone's unable to move any of their extremities or they can't feel it, they're slurring their speech or face is drooping, you're concerned if they have stroke. This could be from elevated blood pressure or they have a clot in your brain. As long as they present to the hospital in time, you can give them the right medication, do the right thing, where they won't have to live with this neurological deficit for the rest of their lives. Now, same thing with somebody having chest pain that's going down their arm or up their neck. You're concerned, are they having a heart attack? And they always tell you, you know, take an aspirin and go to the hospital. You know, there's a reason you need to get to the hospital in time, because when your heart doesn't get enough oxygen for a long time, that's going to affect the quality of life you're going to live and how long you really might live as well, too. So this has been studied. Now, we know Lazarus has been dead for 4 days, right? He's been dead for 4 days. So let's understand, you know, what state his body is in, because we understand you've been dead, but what really is the body, what state is the body in at that time? So stick with me here, right? When your heart stops, when the body is dead, the heart stops beating. It's the muscle that gets the blood all over your body, all over your organs and tissues. When it stops beating, your brain can only survive 5 minutes without oxygen. So we already know he was brain dead, right? So when the blood stops moving as well, it clots up, it gets hard. Your cells aren't getting the oxygen, the energy they need, so they start dying. They start releasing their content. Then bacteria starts feeding on all this, and they start producing a gas called methane. And we know Martha had said earlier that there was going to be a bad odor. So this was probably around day 4, which is when this usually starts happening. So you can agree with me that by day 4, he's probably brain dead, his heart was dead, his kidneys was dead, his liver was dead, spleen, bladder, and every organ that I didn't mention and system to which they belonged to was probably dead. This man was dead, right? There's no way you can come back from that. There's no way you can reverse that, especially after everything else has started dying and deteriorating. Now in verse 43, it reads, when he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out, his hands, his feet wrapped with strips of linen and the cloth around his face. This is huge. I mean, there's not much details there, but Lazarus comes out. And I hope you can stick with me here. Let's try and see what really happens here. A lot of us learned about the periodic table growing up, on all the different elements that are on there. So if you take two hydrogens and combine it to oxygen, you form water, which is a compound. So literally, what happens here, after all this cells, tissues, and stuff is all broken down, what Jesus does when he says Lazarus comes out is he gets atoms to form molecules. He gets molecules together to form compounds. Compounds together to form proteins. Proteins together to form protein complexes, which then form together to make DNA. DNA together to form cells. You bring more cells together and you form tissue. A lot more tissue together and you form an organ. So you have the regeneration of organs and the system to which they all belong to. We're not even talking about the man being able to breathe, his heart pumping back again, and his brain coming back to life. All his organ systems come back together, and then he brings this dead man back to life. This regeneration. He brought the dead back to life. This man, this body, physical body, had been dead for 4 days. He changed the effects of time on Lazarus' body. He changed the power of death on his body. He changed the effect the environment had done to his body. Scripture says in James 2:26, the body without the spirit is dead. Now I have a question. Do you have God's spirit, or are you walking around like a spiritual zombie? Colossians 2:13 reads, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive in Christ. Man, I'm crying. Amen. God made you alive in Christ. I'm gonna take my glasses off. See, what Jesus did with Lazarus, he wants to do with you. I wasn't crying when I did this. All right. So the same power that raised Lazarus up, God through Christ made us alive again. Just like he called out to Lazarus, Lazarus comes out. You know, he cries out to us, my son, my daughter, come out of the world. I don't care how long you've been dead. I want you and I want to raise you. I don't care how much sin you've been in. I love you. See, this is how much I love you. I will put down my life for you. That's what he did when he went to the cross for me. And that's what he did when he went to the cross for you. Let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father God, we thank you, God, for Christ. We thank you, God, for his sacrifice. God, how great is our Lord that he could raise the dead. And he willingly chose to die instead for us. Thank you, God, even though we don't deserve it, that you willingly laid your life for us. I pray we'll always reflect. We'll always live a life, God, that is pleasing before you. In Jesus' name, amen.